This is Essence, the host of Nikish Speaks, where I discuss various topics about compassion and empathy. What if we were to take a look at the world through each other's eyes? How different would everything be? If you're interested, tune in with me every Monday night. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere podcasts are available. Remember to be kind, it is free. Hey guys, it's good to be back. This is Nikish Speaks. How are you guys doing? It's been a long time coming. I've been having some issues with uploading my podcast. Certain episodes got lost from last week as well with my technical difficulties, and I apologize again. I will be coming out with new episodes again. I repeat, new episodes every Monday. I am so sorry that I had to leave you guys on a long hiatus, but as I said, well, things come along in life, and having COVID twice, it's been very, very interesting. I hope that all of you are doing well, strong, and are healthy. And did not forget, in spite of everything that is going on in this world right now, to remain kind and to be kind to each other as much as possible, because we just don't know who may need it, to really be honest. Have you ever asked yourself, why is jealousy such a prevalent thing? Why is it that sometimes we just can't stay focused on what we have and what we have in front of us, that we have to focus on other people and other things? And jealousy creeps in. Either we allow it to sneak in or we welcome it boldly. Why is it that you just can't be focused on yourself, your life, your gifts, your skills? Like, there are so many people out here in this world. We're all gifted and talented because God made us all first and foremost. That's the most important thing right there to know, that we are all gifted. That's the first. The second thing is, with that being said, again, we do not focus on our own talents, our own gifts, our own blessings in our lives, as opposed to focusing on what someone else has. They may have 6 more oranges than you do, and you, instead of focusing on the oranges that you do have, no, you choose to focus on the other person's 6 more oranges that they have than you. How did they get them? Why do they have them? Who says that they're better than me because they have that many more oranges than I do? Those are the type of questions or thoughts that run through a lot of our heads, as opposed to being grateful for what we have. Thanksgiving was a week ago, and that's not the only time that we should be grateful or thankful for anything. We should be thankful for everything that we have on a daily basis. Reason being, because there's always someone else out there wishing, hoping, and praying for any or something that you have. Yes, it's actually that way. And sometimes you don't see it that way. You don't think about it that way. You don't feel that way. But there are people out there wanting things that you have. Whether it's your personality, your attitude. It's not just materialistic things. Your joy, your peace, your happiness. The way you carry yourself in stressful situations. Bad situations. There are people out there that are observing you and observing you closely. They want what you have, as opposed to focusing on themselves. That is the issue that we have as human beings that causes so much conflict and strife, jealousy, envy. It's ridiculous. At certain points, you could really say, you know, why not you just try to take some time out to focus on what you need to focus on to better yourself as a person, as opposed to letting that jealousy exude and just live through you. It's a sad way, but we as human beings, as adults actually, it happens a lot more than we actually pay attention to or actually acknowledge, to really be honest, because they're always looking at everyone else, this one or that one celebrity. Is a relationship goal. That's another thing. Why isn't that you or the person you're with or your family members or friends? Why aren't they the goals? Why don't you all make each other a goal that you want to fulfill, as opposed to looking at celebrities saying, oh, this one is my goal company, you know, that I want to have, or my goal couple. Why don't you make yourself a goal? And as I say again, as human beings, we tend to focus on more so the negative in our lives as opposed to the positive. And we're always self-comparing. That is a detrimental thing. Self-comparing, jealousy, and envy, that's a bad concoction all the way around. Why not be happy with what you have? Be grateful and thankful for what you have and work on that. Start from there. That's a great start to acknowledge what the situation is. Move forward and work on it. Remember to be kind, it is free. Thanks for tuning in to Nikesh Speaks. Till next time, take care, guys.